Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2024, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summit. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hello, folks. I'm Kimberly Crow, and I have with me Barbie Ray. She's going to be talking about unleashing your inner dragon, transforming adversity into empowerment. Welcome to the program, Barbie.
Thank you. Well, first, I just want to say this has been an amazing day of speakers, and Kimberly, I have loved going in and out of so many amazing women talking, and I'm so glad you're doing this next year, and I hope everyone who came this year is coming back.
I love it. Thank you for the little promo there. That's awesome. I do want to give a shout out to our audience who have been with us all day, and I see lots of gentlemen on here with us as well. I mean, this is a day about the voices of women, but the value in these talks is for so many of us, right? Young and old, male and female, every color of the rainbow. We would love to have more people join us. So if you know friends that need to hear these talks, please invite them as well. Thank you for that shout out. Barbie, let's get into your topic because it's so important and timely as well, because right after we had Deborah Greenhut on this track, we're having Barbie come in talking about how to protect your own empowerment. So before we get into this subject, tell us your story. How did you become so passionate about this particular area?
Well, we joke about it that I am the Grim Reaper's favorite chew toy. I have been struck by lightning. I've been attacked by a swarm of bees, which is where I learned I was allergic. I fell down a flight of stairs and had two spinal surgeries, was completely paralyzed, was on more medication than many people have died from, went through an addiction recovery, and so many other times. But the one thing that kept coming back to me is I kept surviving. And the more I survived, the more I realized there was an important message and I had to give it. And that is empowerment and helping people and making people take the changes in their life that I can help them get to.
Beautifully said. All right. So these stories are all real, ladies and gentlemen, struck by lightning and also, wait a minute, attacked by a swarm of bees. If bees are swarming you, who comes in to help?
No one. No one. Let me tell you, if you're ever attacked by a swarm of bees and you're running and screaming, thinking someone's going to help me, no one is coming to help you because
they're running from the bees as well. Yeah, they're like, no, bees.
All I did was run and scream, and I'm thinking, my family's coming to save me. No, no one's coming to save you. You run until they finally dissipate, which is what happened. And I got only stung once. I don't know how that happened, but I was only stung once in the face and my face blew up and my neck started to close. And that's when we knew I was allergic, but thank God I was only stung once. But yeah, if you're ever just run as far and as fast as you can till they dissipate, no one's coming to help you.
All right. Well, we're going to learn about whatever inner dragon was inside you, because we want to know, like, how do we unleash our inner dragon and transform all this adversity that we're feeling into empowerment?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is you've probably dealt with your inner dragon before. So if anyone's ever been mean to your kids or your family or your partner or someone you love, you probably found your inner dragon. And here's another good one. Have you ever been driving down the road and you're trying to get somewhere and somebody cuts you off and then goes 10 under the speed limit? I bet you found your inner dragon. It's that flashpoint moment where you feel your whole body lighting up with emotion. There's your dragon. But what that dragon is it's actually your smartest, most powerful center of you. So what you have to do is recognize that instead of when you're getting angry using it, learn that feeling and use it to empower yourself for good. Use it to get past your barriers in your professional life and your personal life. Yeah. You know, women today have talked about it, and I've talked about it. It's easier to protect someone else than it is to protect yourself. Most people are much faster to say, don't talk about my friend that way. But if somebody said the same thing to you, you wouldn't jump on them. But guess what? If it's not okay to say to someone you love, it's not okay to say to you. And that is something you have to remember. And find your inner dragon. It's your empowerment center. It's where you protect yourself. But it's also where you get the strength to move forward with your profession and move forward with your personal life. And it's really grabbing a hold of that and learning how to harness it.
Wow. I think this is super powerful. We know we have it because sometimes it comes out, right? But we don't actually harness it. We don't use it to our advantage. And I'm guessing that in the caveman days or cave human days, I don't know what the appropriate way to say that on International Women's Day is. On the caveman days, they use that for good, right? They needed their inner dragon to attack when they needed help, right? But now we sort of tame that because it's not right. It's not good to behave in a certain way or whatever. So how do we unleash this and use it for good?
Well, the key is first practice. Practice those moments when you feel it building up and then start recognizing, am I only feeling this when I'm angry? Am I only feeling this when I'm being negative? Because none of those things help you move forward in life. They get in the way of your relationship success and they get in the way of your professional success. So what you have to do is start recognizing every time I'm feeling that, I need to take that feeling and I need to move it into a powerful area of my life that matters. Something that's truly important to me. Move it into your passion and help yourself propel forward. You know, one of the things, you've heard me say this, Kimberly, I know you have. The only barriers in life are the ones we place in front of ourselves and above ourselves.
So bad. Yeah.
And it's so true,
and really, like, it's not helpful, right? We place it in yourself. I can't, and I can't also up here, right? Like, I can only go this far, and then I can only do these things, and I can't do those things. Yeah. It's very interesting how we do that. And maybe that's designed to protect ourselves or play small or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I love, we've already got the note in the chat, hashtag she's not wrong. All right. So the only barriers in life are the ones that we put in front of ourselves or above ourselves. So how do we fix it so our inner dragon can come back out and stretch its wings?
Well, normally if we had a lot of time, I talk about, there's three things I always work with, and that's your perspective in life, whether your glass is half full or half empty, and how you utilize that, because that is a huge part of how you make decisions. So I always work with perspective. And then I work with what I call your luggage or your baggage. And that's really our culmination of all of our memories, our good memories, our bad memories, and really the traumatic things that sometimes we think we've moved past, but actually they're right here and they're annoying us and they're talking in the back of our head. You know, and I was bullied terribly as a kid. So those bullied voices, they followed me. You know, I always say it's like gum stuck to your shoe. You hear those negative voices with you all the time, right? I mean, how many times do you hear a negative voice in your head? And usually it's not yours. It's somebody else.
Yeah, you're right. Like that thing, and it follows you, and then you wear it like a badge, like, I'm the youngest child. I need to raise my voice. Oh, yeah, I think I might have had that one.
Well, I think we all have. And that's the problem. That's the problem. When we don't protect ourselves the way we'd protect someone we love, because I'll tell you what, that same voice that you heard, if somebody had said it to someone you love, claws come out, right? You get so angry because how dare they say that to the person I love? Yeah. Hello. Not okay to say to you. And that's all part of finding your inner dragon, is allowing yourself to recognize that as long as it's not okay for somebody else, it's not okay for you. And it helps to kind of quash the voices and punch them down. Yeah. Now, I'm a work in progress. We're all a work in progress. I like to say that because no matter how big my dragon gets, that little voice is still there, no matter how many times I yell at it. But the bigger my dragon gets, the more I practice, the smaller those voices get. And I promise you, it gets easier to be more confident and feel better about yourself and move forward. Because again, all those are nothing but barriers. And what are they standing in the way of? They're standing in the way of our professional life and our personal life.
Sure. Okay. So as like when we're living in this and we're not protecting ourselves, is it also affecting our relationships with other people, the ones we love?
Absolutely. Every day. Because think of it this way. When you start out your day and you trip out of bed or do something stupid, because hello, it's called life and we all do. Do you laugh it off and go, hello, bonehead? Or do you get angry and frustrated and this is why I can't succeed? Or, you know, now I'm in a bad mood and I have to go make breakfast. Or it starts creeping into everything else we do and how we interact with other people. So if you don't get it under control and make it funny or make it light or make it how ridiculous, you know, that's when you can stop putting these barriers up and stop creating your own negativity and your own problems.
Well, I know for sure I've witnessed you in this scenario where like crazy things are happening and she brings laughter and joy to it like nobody's business. And I think that's a really powerful survival technique. Can you tell us a little bit about how you engage? Like, is that purposeful or is that natural for you?
Well, I mean, again, I'm always dangling with a death doornail, but I think so. I think, thank God, it's probably as most, you know, natural as well, but I do work on it. I mean, it is something that I practice. And when I start to get mad or I get frustrated about something, I stop, I breathe. In fact, one of the things that firemen do in Australia is they breathe in a box and I breathe in a triangle. And I teach people to breathe in a triangle because I think it's easier if you breathe at the base of a triangle, 10 breaths up, hold it for 10 across and 10 breaths out to come back to the point at the base, at the bottom. And if you do that and then you hear yourself breathe it out. So you breathe in, you hold it. If you hear yourself breathe out, it also helps relax your mind, and the deep breathing and the holding for 30 seconds, all these things play a part. Once you recenter yourself, then you say to yourself, okay, is this worth getting upset about? Or am I having a Lucille Ball moment? And as usual, the conveyor belt is at 900 miles an hour and chocolates everywhere. And you have to keep saying this to yourself. Yes. And that's what I think of constantly over and over. I'm having another Lucille Ball moment. So it's partially, I was born that way, but it's also partially retraining, refocusing. And if I promise you, if you practice this, it does get easier. And hopefully you'll never have a life like mine, so you won't have to practice it all the time.
Well, I love your laughter and I love how you approach life in this way. Let's talk about how, like, what is your structure? Do you have a specific structure or just general ideas of how to transform adversity into empowerment? Is there a structure around that? Like, you've done it so many times, but is it just laughter's the best medicine, or what's your structure around that?
Well, I do it with several things. I use a lot of tools. I'll give you one real good tool to go home with. And that is take your phone and take a 30-day challenge for yourself. Get yourself a notebook. And I want you in the morning, you're going to pick a random time to set your alarm for. So you're going to set it, let's say 10:24. Then go about your life. When that alarm goes off, you're going to open your notebook and you're going to write down every thought you had in your head. And if you're on your phone, I don't care. Put the person on hold. Because you know what? If you do this and then you go right back to your life, set another time, a random time, do it 3 to 4 times a day for 30 days straight. You know what you're going to find? A lot of information about yourself. You're going to find out what the back of your head is thinking. Because if you're hearing in your head all day long, everyone around me sucks. I hate my life. This is the worst job ever. You got two choices. One, get another job because it does. Or two, you're actually thinking negative thoughts in the back of your head and you need to figure out how to reframe them. And all of a sudden, these thoughts you're having at the front, but your subconscious thoughts that you're writing down in this notebook, you're going to pick up patterns. And if your thoughts are all positive and they're all really in the right direction, but you're unhappy in your life's in the wrong direction. But if your thoughts are negative, then you have to start fixing those inner locking thoughts that are slowing you down and creating a barricade. And until you understand how you truly think and what your perception is, you're not going to be able to move forward and be happy.
Words to live by. This is really, really powerful. All right. So we have a few minutes left. If you have questions for Barbie Ray, please let us know in the chat. We would love to answer your questions instead of mine. I love the comments that have already been put in there. Deborah Greenhut says, not every door is locked. Push away. What are your thoughts on that? Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. And then Karen says, I love your joyful laugh. And it's so true. Barbara, your laugh is so contagious. If she's been through all this adversity and she can still come out laughing and smiling and having a good time, that's awesome. Do you have any of your affirmations that you use on a regular basis that you would like to share?
Sure. I like to say, no matter what happens to me today, I'm going to push through it. I'm going to do it with a smile and I'm going to help as many people as I can. I like to start my day with that. And that makes me feel good because I know that I'm starting my day in the right direction. And then I know if I fall out of bed and I stub my toe, then I'm going to go, wait, I just thought about this. I'm going to laugh and then I'm going to go try and help somebody.
Oh, that's wonderful. Having a serve mentality can always bring you up, even when you're struggling. We just don't want to drown in that. You actually have a checklist for us because one of your passions is helping caregivers that are part of a couple where one person is being a caregiver and that's time consuming. Your passion is helping those caregivers still have relationship with their primary spouse or lover or partner or whatever it is. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I've been a caregiver forever. My son is allergic to water. So yeah, I know. I didn't know that was a thing, but he actually is. He is allergic to water. He's one of like a handful of people in the world allergic to water. And he has been ill for a really long time. So I'm a full-time caregiver with that. Plus, I've been a caregiver for cancer patients in my family and a brother who's had 20 surgical and different procedures. I've taken care of him. So caregiving has been something that I've done a lot. And some of the things that caregivers have to deal with can cross over into their relationships. And I've also known a lot of couples that have broken up and gotten a divorce because they literally couldn't get past the caregiving issues. So
let's just survey our audience. Do you guys know someone, or maybe you are someone who has been in a relationship and then had to deal with mom went into the hospital or whatever? Now that's really a big focus. That's a big problem. And they're spending a lot of time on that. The other person either feels neglected or whatever. And then that straining on their relationship, put yes, I got it. Or that's me. Or that resonates in the chat box, because I know a lot of people that's happened to. The strain on the couple's relationship really, really is powerful. So what can we do about that?
Well, I'm giving away, I'm really would like you to take a look at it because it's a caregiver couples in crisis checklist. So even if you can't use it, put it in a drawer. There may come a time, or give it to somebody. I'll make a copy of it and give it to somebody. It's a complimentary gift that I'm giving. I'm doing retreats right now for caregivers in crisis for couples. And it's a 3-day intensive. It's 4 nights at a luxury place. And we work on different workshops on how to get through some of the stress, things with other caregivers that will help you to feel better, and how to reconnect with your partner so that this doesn't have to be a divorce. Because it's a divorce for so many people, and it's very sad. And here you are trying to be helpful and do something good for your family, and the next thing you know, your own life has now suffered. So it doesn't have to. It can be fixed.
Yes. And you're trying to help, but also you might be going through some stuff right now, right? Like if your mom's in the hospital, I know what the situations I've seen are a daughter is caring for a mom or a dad in the hospital, right? And they're caring for an extended period of time, bringing them home, taking care of that. And they're really suffering because they're now grieving for that former relationship. But then the spouse is like, well, I don't want to be around here if you're not going to be paying attention to me, right? And then that separates that. So while you're going through this process with mom or dad, you're also now having this stressful relationship with partner. And it's really traumatizing. Like, just when I need you the most, you're feeling neglected. Like, do we really have to play this game? But also, I totally understand from both sides of the equation, like, come on, like, this is not 100% of our life now, right? So I do feel the pain and the anxiety of that situation. It can be very, very stressful.
That's how these retreats work, is it actually brings the couple back together by allowing both sides to feel how they feel, but come mm-hmm. together instead of separate that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't have to be divorce. That's Barbie's methodology. So let's make this happen. Go ahead and grab the checklist. This is super awesome. Thank you so much for giving it to our audience. I know that they will benefit from it. If you would like to connect with Barbie directly, the best way to do that is to grab her gift. You'll get on her list, and then you can start a conversation about how you can make sure to protect your relationship as you go through it. We do have some gentlemen on the chat. So I want to thank you, Jack, for putting notes in the chat. I love that he says, just because I like rock doesn't mean I have to be made of stone. And that's totally true. Just because I like rock doesn't mean I'm made of stone. I totally like that. Caregiving is consuming is what people say. Lucy says, Barbie has already helped me so much. And Cheryl Silver says, I love Barbie's energy and optimism. Amazing. Her laughter is something she's had to work on, or does it come naturally? And I think a little of both, right? After she said, I'm so much. Natalie says, I took care of my mom for 2 years throughout her breast cancer battle, and now I'm taking care of my father. I have siblings, but I feel like an only child. Any advice for Norley?
Yes. Yes. So I went through something similar, and two things. The first is recognize, no matter how much you feel like they should step in, the hardest part is recognizing that everybody grieves differently and everybody has a different way of approaching things. Give them a chance and nicely reach out and say, hey, I need some help. Could you help me with this? And just ask for small tasks to start, and then kind of ramp them up if you need them more. But this way it gives them a chance to acclimate in, because everybody grieves and is worked up differently. And I wish I had known that back then. I would have attempted to do things differently. But when you reach out to family members and say, hey, could you please help me? I need help with this. And do small things and parcel things out. Sometimes that really helps people come to the same place you are.
Well, great advice. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are at time. Barbie, this has been incredible and inspirational. We love your energy. We love your style. Thank you for taking us by the hand and making sure that we had the strategies that we needed to overcome some really critical obstacles and do it with a smile and be able to move forward in life, even though things sometimes have adversity in them. And taking a stand.
Sorry, I've been sick for 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I was just stalling while you had that call. Taking a stand for caregivers and their spouses and their lovers and their partners. So appreciate that you did that. Has Barbie done a TED Talk about her overcoming philosophy? Ooh, that might be good next. Are you doing a TED Talk? I know that you're working with Frank.
I have not done a TED Talk, but if you want to see me, I did do a speak event. I was invited due to a speak event last December, and I talked about when I fell down the stairs, and it was on the longest season of my life. And so if you Google Barbie Ray speak events, it'll come up as a YouTube and you can watch it.
All right, fantastic. Those are your marching orders then. Cheryl Silver says, Barbie's session came at the perfect time today. I needed a boost of energy. She provided it. Thank you so much for your positive comments, everybody. We appreciate you playing with us in the chat. Barbie, unfortunately, it's time to go. But before we let you go, any final words for our crew?
Yes. The only barriers in life are the ones you put in front of yourself and above yourself. So unleash your dragon. When you unleash your dragon, you become unstoppable.
Yes. I love that so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you back at the top of the hour. Our 4 o'clock spot is going to be a diamond. Barbie, I hope you can join us. And also, I see Deborah in the chat. All of our diamonds are invited to come back. We're going to have a panel discussion about why it's important for women to raise their voice and share their passions and message with the world. We will see you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crowe. Cheers.
Wow, that was another amazing session. We hope you enjoyed it as well. If you haven't already upgraded to VIP, now is the time. Grab all the recordings of all of the talks and VIP gifts worth thousands of dollars. For any questions or concerns, please email our support line at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. We will be back in a few moments with our next amazing speaker.